الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This is the season of Hajj, alhamdulillah, and Hajj is already going from around the world, and they are gathering there, and this is one of the clear signs of that sacrifice, that spirit of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He built the Kaaba Sharif. Some people, the Hindus of India, they say that you people are also idol worshippers. You're worshipping the Kaaba. And as we worship idols, you people worship the Kaaba, you run around the Kaaba, etc. But not a single Muslim you can ever think that he asks of the Kaaba for rain, for children, for anything. And nobody believes in the Kaaba as a god. That is the house of Allah. And a Muslim, that it is like, and Allah bless us all with that spirit. When we make that tawaf, it is like we are going around Allah Ta'ala. Like, for example, ulama give, like when a child wants desperately that sweet or that toffee from its mother, whatever, then it runs around the mother and it cries, it comes this side, comes that side, crying to its mother, like that, the tawaf, in front of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and we are asking there for iman, for the sweetness of iman, for the darja of ihsan, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, that we worship Allah Ta'ala at all times as though we are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And if we don't reach that stage, فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ, then you realize that Allah is watching me. And a person who has that, and that is in every namaz also, especially إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, it's only you that we worship. It's only from you that we seek help. And if that consciousness is in there, Allah gave us Surah Fatiha, Sab'a Mathani, those seven ayats which are repeated often. How many times are they not repeated in the whole day? In fact, even behind the imam, as Hanafis, we should not be reciting the surah, but in our heart we should read it. Without the tongue and lips moving, we should be reading it, and not only reading it, but meditate and ponder on the meaning. So if a person reaches that, and then he makes his namaz like that, in his duas like that, today how much our duas are, that in fact it comes in the hadith, that Allah does not accept the duas of a person whose heart is absent-minded. He's just reciting words. And many times we make duas loudly also, more in a sing-song fashion. But there's no spirit, no life in that dua. So that is what is required, that connection with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And really, if we see tawaf, that is people who, we know some people. In fact, one of our friends told us that he knew one person who was like a big gangster, very terrible. But when he saw him there at Rosa-e Mubarak, he saw him in front, and he was sort of, that person, he's here, he doesn't fit here. And the next he saw that the guards caught hold of him. So now he said, Ya Allah, what wrong did he do here now? That we know him there, he does wrong. Now what did he do? But they put him in Rosa Sharif. And from there he read Salatu Salam. So yeah, there also we see perhaps in the Haram of Makkah Sharif, somebody we know, that we know what kind of a life he leads, but whom Allah chooses, and who is there now. And next, that person is at Hajar-e-Aswad, he's at Multazam, and his connection with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the Hazrat Mir Saab, our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali's Khadim-e-Khas, he says that when somebody, he got a bit cross when somebody bumped him in Tawaf. and he looked at him with angry eyes. So he told him, what else you going to get here? Yahan to dhakke hi khayenge. You're just going to, people are going to push you around and to push you this way, that way, and there's no place to become angry. Now they have no more wheelchairs are allowed in the mataf, and before the wheelchair was where those people who used to carry like a janazah. And you say those who cannot walk, at least, etc., and they should go around. And as they go, they should say, hush up, hush up, give way, give way, that we are coming, give way. And then people just have to scatter this way, that way. So some people should get angry for that also, but that is what is there, to realize that I'm a nothing. I'm absolutely nothing. Yeah, in your place, you're the big boss. You're sitting in a big office. People opening the door for you, everything. There is nothing like that. There you are a mendicant. You are just an ordinary, simple person. So, mashallah, the Hajj. And then again, you go and we take all whatever at home you're living in a whole, not only one wardrobe, two wardrobes you have got. And what else you have got? But when you're going, now you're going with one or two bags. And when you go to Mina from Makkah Sharif, your bags also are left in your hotel room. Now you go with a small overnight little bag. And when you go to Muzdalifah, nothing there. When you go to Arafat, Muzdalifah, so there Allah Ta'ala takes a person. And especially Arafat, the day. And usually it's a hot day. But how Allah makes it, people in nobody like complains about the heat. All are engaged in their du'as and the excitement of Arafat and the du'as of Arafat, all that. And then the Haji, so to say, becomes so engrossed that he doesn't make his maghrib also. He's not allowed to make his maghrib also there. And you are not allowed to leave Arafat before maghrib time. And you're not allowed to make your maghrib. Now you must carry on, go to Muzdalifah. And when you come there you make your maghrib namaz now. Now the maghrib namaz time is gone. To show that, yeah, the true lover of Allah, he goes just in that way, how Allah wants him. Allah wants you today, otherwise it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that don't delay with your maghrib. Read it as soon after sunset, read it. But yeah, the command of Allah, that go and read it only in Muzdalifah. And then you spend your night there, you're a wealthy person, you're a king. But there is all open place. So this is all that love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then when you come to Mina, then the first thing really is to go and pel the shayateen. And then after that, make the qurbani. So qurbani is another great ibadat. And Allah ta'ala has loved. The Sahaba asked, Ma hadhil adahi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is this qurbani all about? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. This is the way of your forefather Ibrahim. And what was his qurbani? That Allah Ta'ala had ordered him that he must take his son Ismail, just when he came of the age, falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. That at the age now he could run around and do his father's work now. And just to explain it, the father was gone old now. And now he depends, like Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, his famous ash'ar, which are famous everywhere, that he says, now I'm coming trotting to Rozai Mubarak on my stick. I've got no support, no son, no brother, nobody I've got. But I'm just coming here. Like that now, when a person is at that age, and his young son has just come of age now to help him, Allah gives the command, slaughter him now. So Allah give us also that spirit when we make our qurbani. Today we complain, every year is a complaint. This year qurbani very expensive. Every year. Imagine slaughtering your own son. How expensive is that? And that also when you are at the age now that you desperately need him. Also, Allah wants to, Ibrahim alayhi salam's iman, who's going to compare what a Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala didn't want his nazar, his trust to be on anyone else, not even on his son. His eyes must be only on Allah. Allah is the only one who fulfills your needs. And Allah give us that iman, that we, our eyes, we don't depend on anyone else. It's easy to talk about it, easier to listen, but to have that reality that we trust only on Allah, not on medicine, not on food. All this to talk is very easy, but when the time comes, whether this weather, with the rain, or whether it is cold, whether it is hot, you don't trust your house that it's going to give me comfort. My heater, my aircon, or anything, Allah is sufficient for me. And so that level of that iman, Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, what was the level of iman? So anyway, that qurbani, and Allah loved it so much, that qurbani, that Allah made the qurbani faraz, wajib. We call it wajib, but it is like a faraz for the people of the world who can afford it. And then again, not only the rich, but for the poor also is the qurbani. That in a way, commonly it is found that the poor, wherever the rich people are making the qurbani, the poor people go there also. They are taking part also. All are part and parcel. Or at least give one third of the qurbani meat to the poor, distribute it amongst the poor. So Allah made the rich also be, and really the real qurbani is not just that we transfer some money and have our qurbani made in India or Malawi or some other place, but that we personally make the qurbani with our own hands. Alhamdulillah, to a great extent that is becoming alive in the ummah, that qurbani. So this is a great ibadat which may Allah make us all get involved in it. No matter how smart and clean our kitchens are, our clothes are on each day, but the qurbani is that we get involved in the qurbani. And that is how Allah loves. Like the haji also, whose hair is disheveled, whose clothing are like with all dust, etc. And he's shouting, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Inna Alhamda wa Na'mata Lak wal Mulk, La Sharika Lak, Allah grant us all. And that haji from Jeddah already, you just hear the Labbaik. Unfortunately, it's gone very less. So much so that for the Sahaba, Allah sent the Malaika, Jibreel alayhi salam, and told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, asked the Sahaba, why aren't they reading Labbaik? Labbaik should be recited loudly everywhere. As you get today, you get onto the train, you get on the bus, you get on your vehicle, Labbaik. When you get down, Labbaik. When you meet somebody, Labbaik. All the time, Labbaik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. And what a beautiful. And Labbaik is not a ibadat. La ilaha illallah, universal. For all times we read. But when you are, Labbaik is only when you are there and you are in a haram. And then you're reading your Labbaik. Your tahajjud time, you can't read one tasbih of Labbaik. And it's not an ibadat like that. 27th night of Ramadan, Shabi Qadr, there isn't a tasbih and zikr of Labbaik. But there, that is the ibadat. The Labbaik that a person reads. And in fact, it is wajib to recite it when we put on our ihram. And how many poor hajis go and they don't know where hajj is made also. If they haven't learned Labbaik also. Like our namaz also, Allah give us all tawfiq. The first takbir, Allahu Akbar, must be said with our lips, tongues moving, and at least that we can hear it ourselves. How many people we say the takbir also in our heart, in our mind. Then, though we might be making long namazes, tahajjud also, but without having started the namaz. We finished the namaz, but we didn't start the namaz also. And for details of namaz, Allah give all our satis jazah khair, the effort of namaz that we try to make in Ramadan. And all at all times, namaz is very, very important to try and read our namaz, perform our namazes, make them correctly. Not only just to the actions of namaz, Allah is most kind, whom Allah wants to accept. So anyway, all this, the qurbani also. So there's great ibadat which we should be all now in that mood of that qurbani also. Already we should have been searching for animals, already booking our animals, etc., and then getting ready to make the qurbani. In fact, that is very good, at least a few days. So Shaykh al-Hind, rahmatullah alayh, it was famous, the day he made his qurbani, he bought next year's animal already now. So for 1 year, he should keep that animal with him. And in that, when he should go and teach, it is said, when he used to go and teach Bukhari Sharif at the Darul Uloom, that animal should run behind him like a child running behind the father. And while he was teaching, it should sit there outside. And during the year, the animals get sick also. And then you have to treat the animal also. Like that, they should treat that animal. And the day they had to slaughter it, it is like a 1-year-old child of the house that is being slaughtered. Everyone used to be crying. That now that we had so much love for that animal, which throughout the year that love grows like that. So you keep the animal a day or two, a week or so. And there were people, mashallah, who used to keep the animal, quite a few. When we were small, there was one lady, we all called her Nanima, and she should go with her bucket of water and wash the animals with love and show love to the animals. Like that, we remember that big, but today we don't even see those goats, those sizes. Big goats, they should go out of their way to make the arrangement for that. We try and find the cheapest qurbani, the easiest, etc. But there it was, Allah Ta'ala give us that spirit of qurbani. So it's coming now, we should also get into the mood of qurbani now. And it's a shi'ar of Islam. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors the shi'ar of iman in Islam, Allah says it's a sign that he has got taqwa in his heart. So we should be also in that mood now. And it is so much, Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali says, that if you are a poor person, you cannot afford qurbani. So qurbani is not wajib on you. But still, if you go and you make that little sacrifice and you make that qurbani, then it's a great thing. So qurbani is a thing that we all should cherish. At the same time, again, we should be very careful not to spoil the qurbani. Like we brought zamzam all the way with great trouble. We made sure it's a pure zamzam we brought. And we looked after it. And when we came home, we mixed some urine in that zamzam. We destroyed everything. How so much effort we made. We didn't just go and buy the zamzam that we don't know whether it is the genuine zamzam or what. We made sure we get the actual genuine zamzam. But then we go and spoil it. So yeah, also with the qurbani, few things we should try and keep in mind. One is the today, which has become a major sin, has become like not even a minor sin. It's totally acceptable now. Photography, videoing, the whole qurbani is photos are taken, videos are made of the qurbani being slaughtered, etc. So. Before all the smartphones and that, when actually with a camera, people were taking photos also of the qurbani, of the animal being slaughtered, etc. So now it is, and that all used to cost some money. You had to get a camera, you had to have the film in it, you had to have then go and take it to the chemist in most cases. They develop it for you, etc. But now, without any money, you got your phone and you just start taking photos. And it has become a common thing. So Allah Ta'ala, let us not spoil this great, which is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first thing after namaz, he should get to down and he should perform his qurbani there in front of everyone. He should make his qurbani. So let us not spoil it with that. Another thing common with which we spoil our great ibadat of qurbani, mixing of men and women, family people. We feel it's all family people. But this is more dangerous than mixing with other people. That is also haram. And yeah, with family people, yeah, if the mixing leads to something else, may Allah protect us all. It can be extremely, extremely dangerous. An irreparable situation can come across. A person gives 3 talaqs to his wife. He can still, it can be reconciled still. But what, yeah, and unfortunately on this big auspicious days, the family all, and who in most cases the head of the family, mother-in-law, the mother, grandmother, great-grandmother or father, they want all to sit, my sons-in-law, my daughters-in-law, all must sit together and eat and mix freely. All this is very, very, very dangerous. So Allah, make it that we make the qurbani also and do it in the correct way. And many times, one great buzurg came to our country also very long ago, and the host, they were also using a video camera that time, no for cell phones those days, and they were videoing everything. When some other ulama admonished them, advised them that this is wrong what you are doing, they say for our memories, memory must be whether it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. And that a person tries and do everything correctly, and then he hopes from Allah Ta'ala for acceptance. But we do the things openly, knowingly, wrongly, then what's the condition? So Allah Ta'ala forgive us, guide us towards righteousness. So this great ibadat, and there are plenty more things also. And mashallah, ulama are speaking, articles are coming out of all this. Let us all get involved in this qurbani. And then the eating of the qurbani also. That also should be Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. During the 3 days of qurbani, he should not eat anything. And it was a practice of our old people that from the 1st of Zulhijjah, they shouldn't eat any meat, no chicken, no mutton, nothing. Now only like vegetables and dars, so that it's like a speciality now on each day when you're going to eat meat. But if you are eating meat all the time, and how sad also, some people eat day, they've got chicken biryani, or some fish biryani, or something else. That is a day, Hazrat Maulana Asad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, and many people used to pronounce his name Asad, and Asad is a lion, and Asad is completely different, but as a lion, because they should call him, he had that, he should eat the raw meat of the qurbani, the first thing. Just some strand or something, like little mince is made or something, just little. Without it being on fire, without it being mixed with masala, the qurbani, actual qurbani, a little bit of it he should have. So anyway, qurbani is a great ibadat, and we should try and get involved in it and try and bring the spirit alive of qurbani. And the main thing Allah says, it's not the meat that Allah wants that reaches Allah. It's not the blood that Allah wants or reaches Allah, but it is the spirit of taqwa. And for that, make that fatibu biha nafsa. Happily spend the money. Whatever the qurbani is, do it and do it happily. With an open heart, make qurbani. And if we can, make extra nafal qurbani. Especially for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, our marhumin, our parents, etc. And according to riwayat, this is your transport over Pul Sirat. So try and get the best transport. Yeah, also whenever we have to go, we'll try and get the best transport. So we make the preparations now for there. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us all, forgive us all our shortcomings, and give us the correct spirit of qurbani, of hajj, of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, in imbibing us the spirit of jihad and to be able to sacrifice for Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. We are very, very far from it. And dua regularly for Islamic khilafat to be established. And the Muslims in the world, what you all are going through, Allah Ta'ala give the Muslims the upper hand everywhere. And make the proper Islam dominant in the world. In fact, that it overtakes everyone. Islam, everyone accepts Islam. May Allah accept all the efforts. The Ijtima took place now. All the other efforts which are taking place, and how many people are sacrificing in the world, what and what sacrifices. May Allah bring Islam alive. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.